curious and sneaky. Did you know that? That's what it says in the program. Raucous and lovely, fun and adventurous, the experimental, improvisational, emotive music that emanates from this fellow's cello is like some extraordinary folk music from another dimension. Can't wait to hear this, can you? Grammy nominated, Rashad Eggleston and Duncan Wiggle. This is very much a part of the Gray Fox family, he is. Another gifted recipient of the Gray Fox Scholarship while he was studying at Berkeley. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, Duncan Wiggle and Rashad Eggleston.
Marfuning, everybody. Marfuning being what I say in place of morning.
It's always good to twist things up a little bit.
I decided since you guys are the afternoon crowd with a lot of attention, I would play the more, introspective musics here, and I will start with a solo cello suite that I wrote for when you cross-tune the cello. You know how they cross-tune a fiddle sometimes and it sounds all sonorous and open, like one big chord? Anyways, I'm actually going to sit down, as shocking as that is, to play this one. So it's got like five movements, but they're exciting. First movement. So if you have miniature applause. Save the big one for the end. The second one gets all like. The third one gets kind of nasty.
gets kind of Arabian.
Alright.
It's dedicated to him. Miniature King. Okay, remember how you're gonna save up that big applause for the end of that? Can you do that so I can tune it back up? Journey to other dimensions. Okay, then let me launch right into a pretty crazy and preposterous tale. Now there is this dude that lived upon the mountain named Magmarthica. Can you say Magmarthica?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And he lived upon the mountain And he, as some would do, completely unqualifiedly wished to rule the sea, which he gazed upon daily. And so this is the story of him going down there and pretty much getting totally shut down by a giant fish. Big, major bummer. So, yeah, the tale of Magmartha Gun. He's one determined puppy, though, I'll tell you what. Even though it's like 75 years later, he's still trying to find Mr. Gaglauganum. Because the fish is all, you could go find Mr. Gaglauganum, and then he like gives him this crazy, you know, detailed map of where to find him. It's like super difficult. I think he's probably burrowing deep into the purple sand right as we speak with a trowel made of shells. Anyways, would you please welcome one of the best fiddlers to ever walk the earth, Duncan Wiggle! By original called Rockside. Thank you.
Ethan and I are matching.
He's got the red, white, and blue cap. And of course his soul is black, because he sold it to the devil to be such a fiddler.
We're gonna play a song. It's kind of a sports anthem. It's called the NLF. And that's the National League of Fear.
It's a motivational song. It's about turning fear into something tangible, because you know it attacks you from all sides and angles, and even angles you didn't know existed. They could even be called angles.
Anyway, so you gotta make it tangible, right? So we're gonna make fear today into a purple football that we can punch away! And this is the story of a young kicker coming up in the NLF, learning the ropes, you know, paying his dues, just like we all do in life.
I need to put some claws down on my boat, because it's a French song. What up? He need me, me, my, me, mo. Catch Jerusalem artichoke by its toe. Boil it for 5 minutes and put the cheese on it.
Sucks.
attention span doing? How about in the back? Let's hear the back. You sound so far away. Back there, it's so far away, they're using snakes for belts. Live snakes.
Live snakes for belts. Live snakes for belts.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, just to refresh you, because you've been listening to a lot of really intense, instrumental, dense music that's very serious and complex, like Beethoven, we'll now refresh you with a light song. A friendliness. It's called Fluffy Arabian Cat Disease. Fluffy Arabian Cat Disease. Fluffy Arabian Cat Disease. Cat disease. Cat disease. Fluffy Arabian Cat Disease. Fluffy Arabian Cat Disease. Fluffy Arabian Cat Disease. Cat disease. Cat disease. Fluffy Arabian. Come on, you say it wrong. Fluffy Arabian Cat Disease. Fluffy Arabian Cat Disease. Cat disease. Cat disease.
Not to be thrown, because that's why I got this hole in my cello. Please welcome El Cello Godfrey del Morfo Villones. That's my cello for 17 years. Woo!
All right. All right. Okay. Now that we've been refreshed, we can go back to some deep and mystical tales. I'll tell you the story.
Once upon a time, there was a very happy goblin who skipped along in the forest, minding his own business and dancing up all day.
But then, an evil man named Magmarthaka, after failing to become king of four wet kingdoms, decided to finally become the king of the forest. And he found this rogue goblin, and so did it him offend that he cast him into stone and made him become a gargoyle for 2,000 years to be a stair-steps ornament. Fast forward 2,000 years. And we're at the beginning of this song, which is called Gargoyle Comes to Life.
Ah.
to life. Gargoyle comes to life. Gargoyle comes to life. Once was made of chiseled granite, now he's king of other planets. Gargoyle comes to life.
Happy times in the forest like no one has known before. Free now from the stone life, he walks through the goblin door. Underneath the shadow of the pumpkin-headed lord, dancing in the firelight.
Gargoyle comes to life. Gargoyle comes to life. Once was made of alabaster, now he's a melodic caster. Gargoyle comes to life. Falcon's gonna bring this gargoyle to life.
And you might be thinking right now, well, what do only gargoyles sing about? That's not an obvious part of your song, Mr. Eggleston. Please do elaborate. Elucidate this point. Okay. Well, gargoyles, being 2,000 years since they last spoke, now think about that. It's going to be some weird pent-up language. Perhaps even to go far as saying it's Pentecostal.
Singing of what only gargoyles sing about. Like fire, jumping, bajununanis, bajununanis, bajununanis. Fire, jumping, bajununanis, dance of heart delight. Fire, jumping, bajununanis, bajununanis, bajununanis. Fire, jumping, bajununanis, dance of heart delight.
Instrumental. This is about burrowing. It's called tunneling.
Thank you.
on a bird. You should come to our dance tent set tonight. Yeah, okay? All right. Is it 8:15, I think? Thanks, Chuck, for the good slots. Thanks, Gray Fox and Ron Thompson and Mary Taub and the people. I have to say thanks, Dros Maximus, from the land of Jark and Jick. We're upon two great rivers, stored in their spice springs, shall meet in the mythical land and devolve into a rock of celebration. Conformity, this body thought is not. It was often enough to Gray Fox. But you can't ask him what I'm telling you, but you can't tell me what I'm telling you, but that's all you. I don't fucking shit on my teeth, but I'm funny. I didn't know what I wish I would have gotten with you. I thought my day's what you get when you're going to do. I don't remember that. Or was my mother right in the bucket. Because the bucket was too big for the contents it was trying to transport. And it was just making a ruckus of it. And breaking all the eggs. Hatched eggs, brain coming out, rooster just smearing. And a giant barnyard phoenix is born and becomes on a rampage, unable to be stopped. Try to put it in a paper sack and it will peck right through that. You look out! You look out! Mountains look out! Trees look out! Distant horizons of clouds and ships and seas and histories and futures, you look out! Because El General Thunder down North from your lotus is coming to get you! Howland for Duncan, look out! Now, fortunately for you, we're going to play another light song. This is called Loads of Toads. It involves an interactive part. Every time I say, Golden Road, you guys go, Golden Road. I'm all like, there, landing on the Golden Road. All I see is loads of toads. That's right, that's your part, all right? It's going to make me feel so happy, as it says in the song.
I'll be taking waiting as far as you bow. You about to put the mats in the morning to now.
We're going to start with some classical music here. Hope you don't mind. Just a nod to where the cello came from.
Thank you.
have time for one more. Thank you. I'm Rushad Eggleston. Rushad Robert Eggleston. You can call me Rushadicus or Rushdabadoos-to-Badoos-to-Bashad. I'm a little lacking on the website organization and CDs, but fortunately, if you Google R-U-S-H-D, R-U-S-H-D? 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 Or aren't you? R-U-S-H-D? 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 Or aren't you? Okay, if you Google that, you find me, you know? And Mouse Princess, I'm sponsored by Mouse Princess. Please just say hi. Can you wave to them? I guess I can't wave to them. Just look at this. She's so pretty. We're going to sing the Mouse Princess Adventure theme song. Are you guys ready to flex your attention spanacle muscles one time? What's your ethnicity? Attention Spanish. Got to get really ready because this, some people say this is my best song. Time is a ticking. Golden Road! Clouds of toads! Undertaking. This is like the first time I've ever played this song at a festival before, and it's gonna be crazy. It's a super adventure theme song, which means that all you gotta do is flex your imagination. It's sung from the perspective of me, a cello goblin turned into mythical form that meets in mythical form a mouse princess through a cave somewhere in some other land. I'm going adventures, but it's nice and fun. Let's stop before I start devolving into blabberingness again.
Of my mind, come undone. So I introduced myself to the sweet young lady, and that's how this adventure began. Well, she told me her name, Mouse Princess. Then she took me to her castle, way up the magic hill, which glowed beneath the violet star. And we skipped along the river till we made it to the bridge, and rested in a bird-shaped car. She said the bridge goes to Seth, where there's goblins in the trees, but the bird flies to outer space. And I knew she totally needed to drive that ship, just by the look upon her face. So we flew through the stars, the goblins flying all around. We saw electric eels, and also thunder wheels. And everything in between. Across the bridge into the magic of the night, and everything came to life. There was a thousand goblins hanging from the trees. They offered us a box of fun, so we climbed inside of the box to hide and traveled to the land of blood. Blood. Are you with me at the tale so far? They offered us a box. The goblins gave us a box, and we jumped in the box and traveled to the land of blood, which is very weird. Let me explain. Everything's twisted and run. Huggles and forks and antelopes run. We took a ride in the night on a stream lit by candlelight. yum. We found a canyon of sugary stone, and we slid all the way down on our tongues. It was thrilling, the wind it was chilling our bones. But then we got back to the land of snack, and it was time to party. The Bumble Band was on the stage, and everyone was ready to ring. Yeah, we had a party, a wild snap party. That was madness in the air. We had a party, a wild snap party. Everyone was there. Gabriel Bonilla, Steve DeLuga, Harriet Sepulveda in a fancy trail. Zard, Measles, Frisbee, Arts, and Mr. Magoo. But most of all, Mouse Prince.
Well, they formed a little circle and they put her in the middle of their litter of goodbyes. And she circled and she wriggled and she danced around electric, and the crowd went completely wild.
They said, yeah, snap, S-N-E-G-H, S-N-E-G-H-A. Yeah, snap, party, mouse princess, D-R-I-N-C-S-S.
So then it came to the end of the night. The violet star would soon be shining brighter than anything. So we dragged each other back through the woods of snap. We laughed all the way to the bridge. We took a left and stumbled up the mountain, distant land for a beautiful star rise. And then we walked upstairs. There was lots of zebra print. We passed out on the floor. So now we're at the end of the story here. I hope there'll be a whole lot more.
And Duncan Wickle.
Thank you, man. I look like a
great. Thank you, Duncan. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's Rashad Eggleston and Duncan Wickle. Thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure, Robin Hood.
You gotta stop in the pants business, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we got to talk about the Rhythm and Roots Festival. Anybody out there like to dance?
Well, I'll do a very short a cappella encore. It's all, a grimini punkity benunkin' all the punkity beno, grimini punkity benunkin' all the skunkity beno, grimini punkity benunkin' all the punkity beno, grimini punkity benunkin' all the skunkity beno, wagaba haba jeeps a goblin on a grabba seems to flow, wagaba haba jeeps a goblin on a grabba seems to flow, gaba haba jeeps a goblin on a grabba seems to flow, buddly 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 bumpy rumpa rump.
I repeat that, but my bridge work isn't working too well.